And there goes the first petrol bomb that I've seen. It came flying over the ranks of the policemen, burst into fire. Nobody seems to be hurt at this moment. Policeman putting it out with a fire extinguisher, but there comes another one, a bottle straight into the ranks of the policeman. The crowd screaming as that Molotov cocktail burst into flames. None of the policemen seem to be injured, although it landed right in the middle of them. The petrol spilling over the road, the bottles and bricks still raining in, and the police trying to put out the fire now.
That was Paul Davis reporting the Toxteth riots in July 1981, courtesy of Independent Radio News Archive. At the time of the riot, the Merseyside police had a poor reputation within the black community for stopping and searching young black men in the area. On Monday the 6th of July back in 1981, Merseyside police officers fired roughly 30 gas grenades, which succeeded in dispersing crowds. In all, the rioting lasted 9 days, during which 468 police officers were injured, 500 people were arrested, and at least 70 buildings were damaged so severely by fire that they had to be demolished. A second wave of rioting began on the 27th of July. However, on this occasion, the Merseyside police responded by driving vans and Land Rovers at high speeds into crowds, quickly dispersing them.
My identity is a mystery because my story is not history. My genealogy is of African ancestry, which has left a legacy for the whole of humanity. I am a crucial rhythmic poetic conscious raiser, a urban griot overflowing with culture. Born in Liverpool to parents from Jamaica, I'm Levi Tafari, a unity creator.
That was Liverpool-born Rastafarian poet Levi Tafari reading to the children of Ormiston Bolingbroke Academy in Luncorn. Levi has been touring his hometown reading a specially commissioned poem in light of the 50th anniversary of the Race Relations Act on December the 7th of this year. The act was put on the statute books on the 8th of December in 1965, but how much has that done to help racial discrimination? Considering Liverpool's rich and unfortunate history with the slave trade, I went along to the city's International Slavery Museum to see if a few people there thought racism was still a problem.
We have television, we see what's going on around, and I don't think it is. I think it used to be. My parents' generation, it used to be a problem. But education's a lot better. People realise that everyone's just the same.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, still around. Yeah, I don't think it's gone completely. No, it's still around. Yeah. It's very multicultural. Very multicultural, and I think it's okay. Really, I suppose. Yeah. I haven't had any problems really recently. So yeah, I'll say it's not too bad there. Yeah.
Racism seems to be a problem when you look at what's going on in sport, and that it would seem to be a problem, yeah. It's not as prevalent now as it was 50 years ago, absolutely not.
It's not as open.
So it's changed out of all proportion, I'd say. I talk about my grandparents' generation, and they generally thought that people of different colours were, I wouldn't say subhuman, but different to us. And the racism was rife. It was just ignorance. It's just people didn't understand. I work in Manchester. Racism doesn't exist. It's not something I think about, and that's where it should be, really.
Levi Tafari has been on Inside Out Northwest this week on Monday the 7th, but it's now available on BBC's iPlayer if you'd like to know more on the subject.